Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When you think of video games, you probably think of something like this. Gaming can be stressful, as Zelda fans will attest from the sound we just heard. But now, wait a minute, what about this? That is the sound of a child calming her emotions through a breathing exercise, and the reward she receives from a video game for doing it. Yep, you heard the whole sentence right. It is from a YouTube review of a new video game focused on children's mental health and well-being. Mightier, the game, is the creation of researchers at Boston University, Boston Children's Hospital and Harvard Medical School, and using gaming and biometric feedback, it helps kids learn how to regulate emotion. Jason Kahn is a researcher from Boston Children's Hospital and is co-founder and chief science officer of Mightier. He's here in the studio now. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Tiziana.
It's great to have you here. So first, I actually just want you to start by helping our listeners understand how this works. I sort of got it,
yes. But
seeing it made a difference. So talk us through how this thing actually works.
Yeah. The place I like to start is to really frame and set the stage that Mightier works to build the skill called emotional regulation for children. And emotional regulation is the skill that you use when you take on frustration or challenge or these difficult moments and really persevere and stay through those moments. It's a lifelong skill and it's valuable for all of us. What Mightier does is it lets kids see their emotions in real time. They wear a heart rate monitor while they play.
Around their wrist.
Put this bracelet on. Yep. And what that does is it gives them a window into their emotions during video game play. And then what Mightier does is you go into these video games and it really turns the experience on its head. So video games in and of themselves, they have all these moments of challenge, just like life. But when those moments of challenge come inside of Mightier, Mightier actually makes the game harder, which throws most adults for a loop. But if you're a child in that moment, what you're incentivized to do is you're incentivized to figure out how to calm down, to make that game easier again. And Mightier will give you help. It'll help you deep breathe. It will help you do progressive muscle relaxation. But then with that moment of practice, you've proven for yourself that you can calm down. And kids get to do that hundreds of times inside of Mightier, and it becomes automatic over time.
So what happens, so a child gets a bracelet.
The
bracelet comes in a box. They wear it. It's sort of like a Fitbit would be. And then there's this tablet, and
yes. It's
kind of colorful and bubbly. And the games are things like, what, a plane flying?
Yeah, exactly. They're actually the same type of games that you'd play on your phone or your tablet or even your Xbox, right? So there's games like plane flying. That game's called Race to the Sun. There's a game called Mini Metro, which a lot of adults have played on the App Store. We're close to adding a game called Temple Run, which a lot of parents will know.
I know Temple Run.
Yeah, exactly. So they're games. They're fun games that you play. And what you do is we take these games and we just add on top of them. So we know that kids are having fun inside of these games and they're choosing the ones that work for them and match their experience. And then they use those games to build these skills.
So earlier this week, we did a segment on stress, and we had a stress researcher and then a woman who specializes in yoga and meditation. Mm. And she was talking about, deep breathing and grounding yourself, et cetera. And there are actually techniques, right? So it did seem cruel to me at first that as the kid's heart rate goes up and the monitor picks it up, you freak them out on purpose, which I was like, that is just not nice. But then the video game itself actually teaches kids these techniques and gives room to pause the game and try them?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I mean, even to that point, I think a lot of grownups, you think, oh my goodness, it gets harder in that moment. But the second we back up to a challenge that we faced, we all have this. I mean, we have an argument, we have a disagreement, whatever. We're facing something that's uncomfortable. Our emotions make that experience harder. Our emotions make that harder.
And how?
Yes. And so reflecting that in a video game is just like reflecting life back to a child. And then, yes, just like you said, the child can take a pause and they can see, they can do deep breathing right then and there. And they can see, they can watch their emotions come back down.
So literally, is there some display that shows their heart rate slowing or?
Exactly. So there is we call it the gizmo in the game language, but it follows the kids everywhere they go and they get to see their heart rate. They get to see it go up, 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 up as they face the challenge. And then as they take the deep breaths, they get to see it come back down.
And then the game gets easier.
And the game gets easier.
So there's motivation to bring that heart rate back down.
Absolutely.
Because then you can succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, the life lesson in that is kind of sitting right here.
It's huge. It's huge. And what's amazing about it is it becomes automatic over time, right? So if you put yourself in the shoes of a 10-year-old boy or a 10-year-old girl who is struggling, who might have ADHD or anxiety and has not faced a lot of success when they face these challenges, and then all of a sudden they see themselves. They realize they have this strength. They have this power. They can calm themselves back down. And they do it. They deep breathe. They do it. But then the next time it comes, they deep breathe. And then they do it. But then they get to this point where they're like, they don't even have to press. It's a button in the game. They don't even have to press the button. They know. They can deep breathe. And then you get to a point. They don't even know what they're doing.
They just do it.
They just do it.
Now, you ran several rounds of trials on this. This is research-backed. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have run, as you pointed out in the introduction, my background is in academic medicine, academic psychiatry at Boston Children's Hospital. And at the hospital setting itself, we ran multiple randomized controlled trials and looked at how kids who come in with emotional regulation challenges, how their symptoms change over time. And so what we were able to see is reductions in anger, reductions in aggression, reductions in disruptive behaviors. The other piece that was always really powerful to me and really led to the commercial creation of MyDear was a reduction in parent stress. Because
now tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean that's what's exciting, right? Because a lot of times you put tools in front of kids and they get really really good at the thing, but then it doesn't transfer off into their life. And for us to be able to say, for parents to be able to say, look, like, I have this video game in my life. I have this video game in my child's life, and I am feeling less stressed. We knew we had something. We knew we had something that could make a difference in a lot of people's lives. That was just the beginning, though. So that was, we left the hospital 6 years ago, and now at this point, we've been in 50,000 homes.
So we're talking with Jason Kahn, who is a researcher from Boston Children's Hospital, but co-founder and chief science officer of MyDear, which is this game that we're talking about that helps kids learn emotional self-regulation. Is this for any child? Is the target audience here children who are particularly struggling with emotional dysregulation? Who's your market?
Absolutely. So one of the things I'd like to point out is that every single child, every single human can get better at emotional regulation. There is no starting line and there is no end line. And so no matter who you are, there is some room to improve. MyDear itself really works best for kids who are 6 to 12. These are the types of video games that we've put onto MyDear. And a lot of our kids do have diagnoses like ADHD or autism, but it really is, I mean, all children can benefit. It's just that with those groups of children, we know that there is room to benefit. And, you know, beyond that, we know there's right now, especially pandemic, there's a lot of wait for services.
So I want to talk about the screen time irony of this, right? We've been told for years, avoid screen time for kids, avoid video games for kids, don't put the kid on the screen. Now, a lot changed during the pandemic when kids did remote schooling and were forced onto screens. But, you know, for example, one study reported by the University of Colorado Boulder noted that kids who spent more time in front of screens slept worse, got poorer grades, showed greater signs of behaviors like we might see in ADHD, for example. So here's a screen which some people would say causes some of the emotional dysregulation. You're saying, no, use the screen for emotional
Absolutely.
Regulation.
I mean, with screens, we always have to think about how we want to use them and how we want to be intentional with them. So if we buy into this idea that screens can cause behavior change, then we as the creators, we as the people who are making the content, get to decide what that behavior change is going to be. And so when you take something like MyDear, that's built from the ground up that when you go into that world, you are going to see your emotions. You're going to be rewarded for using your emotions. You're going to be rewarded for playing with your emotions and really building this skill that wouldn't otherwise exist. If you go into another screen setting, the designers might have a different intent. And, you know, as I'm a parent too, but as a parent, you have to think, like, what do I want my child to get out of their experiences on the screen? And how do I want to make choices around, you know, really thinking about it like a screen time diet, like what's right and what amount of each type of experience do I want to offer?
It's what they're doing with the screen.
Exactly.
Is it affordable? I mean, if it works the way you say it does, and yes. I don't mean that like an I don't believe you, right? Is it, lots of families could use this.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now it's a subscription based. You can go on and it's a service that anyone can buy. I think one of the things that's exciting that we've been doing recently is we've been working with insurance companies trying to make it more accessible, trying to build out access to this.
Health insurance companies?
Insurance companies. Because they're interested in this story because, like I said earlier, there's just so much demand for mental health services, especially post-pandemic. Like, how do we get more kids more access right now? We're running a trial, actually, with the NIH, which is another way families can get involved if they're
interested. National Institutes of Health.
Yes. So there are multiple ways to get involved with My Dear. You can go buy it, but there are other ways as well.
And so maybe someday a therapeutic intervention that's funded by an insurance company.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. That is Jason Kahn, co-founder and chief science officer of My Dear. Jason, thanks for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you.